We're still in Sif Aleph on page 199. Moving on to page 200, Bezrat Hashem. Here we go. B'yom Chamishi L'Sviras Omer, Chag Shavuos, the 50th day of Sviras Omer. Is Chag Shavuos, like we discussed yesterday, we went into all the dinim of Sif Katan Aleph, and staying up all night, and everything that is connected with that. Now let's move on to the Tfilas and the Kriyas Torah for Shavuos. The Seder at Tfila Kamoi B'yontav Shal Pesach. The Seder Tfila is the same Tfila of Yontav Shal Shavuos. We say the same Yontav Davening, same Pesach Zimra, same Shemon Esrei, same Mechazer Shas, v'chuli v'chuli. Elo, Shomer is Yom Chag HaShavuos, and Zman Matra Torah Seder. Instead of saying Chag HaPesach, we say Chag HaShavuos, and Zman Matra Torah Seder, v'chuli. Now, we go Rima Hallel, we also finish Hallel, just like we do the rest of the Yontas. We very say full Hallel, except for obviously the rest of Pesach, so the first day we say half Hallel, but on Shavuos we obviously say full Hallel. Umotzim Shnei Svar. We take out two Sifrei Torah, the Kori Marisha, the first Sifrei Torah, read Chamisha Mechodesh Hashishi Ad Sof HaSeder. Okay, we start reading from Mechodesh Hashishi until the end of the Seder for the regular Kriyas Torah. That is the first five Aliyahs. Then we do Hagba Glil on the first Sifrei Torah, after Kori B'Sheni. Then we take out the second Sifrei Torah, we read the second one. After Kori B'Sheni, we Yomat Bikurim, after B'Merkava, Diachesko, V'Zvesayim, B'Pasuk, V'Tesaini, Ruach. Okay, we have the mafter like we do every other time in Parshas Pinchas, Oviyom HaBikurim. Okay, we go through the karbanos of the chag, of that. And then we say Maisa Merkava, the famous Maisa Merkava of Yechezkel. We say in we do the haftorah of Maisa Merkava of Yechezkel. Okay, that is what is the Seder of what we are going to do. Now, a couple of things that does not mention the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah over here, Siv Katan Beis, he says, V'aminag lomer akdomos. For those who stayed up all night and not fallen asleep before Kriyas HaTorah, what we have is after you call up, we'll see in a second the Mishnah Berurah, right after you call up the Kohen, okay, here we call up Rav Katz, and Rav Katz comes out there, and before he says the brachas, there is a special akdamos, okay, there's a whole tefillah to say, they say, he says part, and then the Sibor says, he goes back and forth. The Achronim say before the Kohen says his baruch, before he says the bracha on Kriyas HaTorah, he goes ahead and says these akdamos. Yitzib pitgam, which they say the second day in Chotzar, Shomim Biyom Sheni Beis Kriyas HaTorah, Nid Pashim Beis Makomos Lomar Achar Pasuk Rishon Shal Haftorah. They say it after the first pasuk of the Haftorah. Okay, so that is in terms of the Akdamos of things, different things that we add in during Shavuos. Now, one of the things that we do in Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos is obviously we read about the Seres HaDibros, because my Matat Torah Seinu, we're going to read about the acceptance of the Torah, and therefore we have the Kriyas HaSeres HaDibros. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Gimel, Mibichodesh and we read the Seres HaDibros B'Tam Elyon by Beralacha Shibiarta Baruka. If you look at this long Beralacha, he goes about the differences between the Tam Elyon the Tam Tachlo. I'm not going to go through the differences, but one of the main differences is how you split up the Dibros in terms of Psukim. Do you do it so each Dibra gets its own Pasuk, or is it split up differently? Okay, so they split up, the Dibros are split up differently between Tam Elyon and Tam Tachlo. Obviously they're the same words, it's just how you put the trump, how you put the punctuation, that's going to be the difference. And there becomes a lot of grammatical differences also, depending on the punctuation, is going to be how you pronounce words differently also. So if you look at Morena Rabbeinu Nevitz, if you go in the back of the krach, Dibro Asa Lefikach, the extra haras from this page, he also goes through different things, different diukim of different words and how to pronounce them. And therefore, if you're a Balkor, you definitely have to understand the real difference between Tam Elyon and Tam Tachlum. And over here, we see over here, you're going to read the Dibros with Tam Elyon. Now, Morena Rabbeinu Nevitz over here on the page, in the bottom of page, the 199, Dibra Masl B'chodesh HaShlishi, he gets into what about standing up for the Seres HaDibros and not standing up for the Seres HaDibros. He brings down the Machlokas. He says, Yesh Nagul Amod B'zman Kriyas HaSeres HaDibros. Ayin Kava Chaim, he brings down different Rishonim and hold that you're supposed to dafka stand. The Chronos stand, hold that you're supposed to stand for a Seres HaDibros. And that's why you see the minig in many places, the chap of the people before you get the Seres HaDibros. And everyone will stand up for a Seres HaDibros to cover the Seres HaDibros. However, v'yeshi iruru b'kach, the Chuvas HaRamam Simen Mevav is not only holds you don't have to, but you're not allowed to stand up for the Aseret Dibros. The reason being is because he holds that all the whole Torah is equal. Therefore, if you stand up for a specific part of the Torah, it seems like you're saying that this part of the Torah is more significant than other parts, and Chas HaShalom could lead to minas like the Christians took upon the Aseret Dibros were more important. We hold that they're very important. Aseret Dibros is the Shorish of all 630 mitzvahs, like Rav Sadia Bigon brings down. But there's no more important this mitzvah than any other mitzvah. Therefore, the Rambam held, you're not allowed to stand up. There's a similar tshuva in the Rashba, who says something similar also. Therefore, what do we do? Allah HaLamaisi brings out the machlokas over here. So as you all know, most shuls in the world, they, at least the ones that I've seen have, they do have the minhag to go ahead and stand up. Actually, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he also held like this. He held that it was mutter to stand up for Aseret Dibros. However, Moreno Rav Iram Nevinsol feels very starkly not like this. He only writes it over here, but he also says this beferish that one, lechatchila, should not stand up. However, what do you do? You're in a shul where everyone stands up, or your minhag is dafka to stand up. So says Moreno Rav Iram Nevinsol. Al Kain Roy, the proper thing to do, shemishanitza b'makom shaminig sham lamod b'Aseret Dibros. If you're in a place where the minhag is to stand up for Aseret Dibros, you're lamod mitchila sa'aliyah shabah yikaro et Aseret Dibros. You go up and you stand up. I believe it's the fourth Aliyah on Shavuos. Before they start the fourth Aliyah, you stand up already at the beginning of the Aliyah. You don't wait till they get to the Aseret Dibros and stand up. That's going to take you out of the Safek because you're not now standing up for Aseret Dibros. You already happen to be standing, and therefore you're not doing the Yuchad for the Aseret Dibros, and therefore it would not be a problem even according to the Rambam. Therefore, that's what he says to do in the case in these types of cases. And the same thing would be for Shir Sayam and other things that you go ahead and stand up. The Daft is a third opinion. There is a third opinion. The Shiv once quoted this in one of the Sichot on Lel Shavuos. There's a third opinion that generally holds like the Rambam by other days, that you don't stand up except for on Shavuos. Shavuos would be the only time to stand up is because Dr. Shavuos, we're not standing up because we say this is more important. We're standing up as in order to reenact the revelation of Har Sinai. Because we're giving, it's like Matan Torah is like right now. Klal Yisrael stood around the mountain, which is like the Bima when you're reading Kriyas Torah. And therefore, it's just a reenactment. We're not saying this is more important. Therefore, some will have the minhag. If they don't do it the rest of the time, they'll do it on Shavuos. So that is obviously not the opinion of Nevinsol, because he brings this down over here in the Horus in Shavuos, that even on Shavuos, to stand up at the beginning of the Aliyah. Okay? One more thing that we add in on davening, on not only Shavuos, but all Yontifs. All Yontifs, at least on one of the days of Yontif, and that is Yizkor. Okay, it's mentioned over here in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Yud Zayin. All the way at the end of the Siman, he says like this. Before Sif Dalad, he says, Mikol Makom, the last skinny line on page 199. He says, Mikol Makom. Sorry, it's going back on previously. Nope, sorry. Sifkatan Yud Zayin on page 201. I apologize. The end of Siman Tav Tzadi Dalad, Sifkatan Yud Zayin. He says the third to last line of the Sim. It says, Ot Katov, Benusach Birkas Avtor Al Torah V'Alavoda, Benusach the Birkas Avtor, which is also connected to what we were just talking about, Yom Chag HaShavuot HaZeh, Aval Eim Maskirin Lomar Mikra Kodesh. You don't say Mikra Kodesh, you say Chag HaShavuot HaZeh in the Birkas Avtor. And he says, after we do Avtor, Maskirin Nishamos, V'Avim Avarachim B'Yom Sheini, we say Yizkor, and we say Avarachim on the second day, V'Bechol Makom Shkoyin Kol Bechor Maskirin Nishamos, and you say Kol Bechor that you're Maskir the Nishamos. Now, obviously in Eretz Yisrael, you can't do it on the Yom Sheni because there is no Yom Sheni. So we do it here in Eretz Yisrael, Yom Rishon. Generally, Bnei Chutz Aretz here in Eretz Yisrael, they'll do it on Yom Rishon also because that's what the Bate Knessias are doing. There's no real reason to do it. Dafka to do it on the second day. I just want to bring out over here, Flashav, Baruch Hashem. Most people here don't have to say Yizkor, but for those who had to say Yizkor or live here listening, who have to say Yizkor, a couple important Ha'aras over here from Rav Nevinsol found in the back of the Krach in the extra Ha'aras on page Kuf Nun Daf. He says, "Betfilas Yizkor, Yasker is Horav Benifra Mishar Krovav." Number one is Baruch Hashem. I've not been zochah to say Yizkor, okay, either. But what the thing is that you mention different relatives. You're supposed to mention your parents do something separate for your parents, and then not yours, but someone for someone's parents, and then separately for other relatives. And then he says, "Tfilas Yizkor, Yecholim Lomar Gam Bebaisas Lashaylo." Let's say a mother can't make it to Shola. We all know that Yizkor is a very, very passionate, very, very something that's very close to the lave. When you're davening for chas v'shalom, a relative that has been nifter, they want to make sure that they say yisker, but sometimes it's very, very difficult to get the shalom. You have a young baby, whatever it might be, says Marina Rabbeinu Nevin, so you could say it also at home. They can even say it at home. You don't dafka have to say it. Obviously, with the Sefer Torah out and it's in the Beit Knesset with everyone else, it's probably a little bit more meaningful. But they are allowed to say it at in the house. And then he says, "A minig who she ain't lomar yisko the aviv ulimo betoch shana." I believe there is different minhagim, but the Rav Nevinsov says the correct minhag is, he quotes the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch over here, that betoch shana of a parent being nifter, they do not say yisker. They do not say yisker. Okay? What is the reason? The reason is because we're afraid betoch shana it's going to come. Not only you're going to feel a little bit sad, you're going to be so sad it's going to come to extreme amount of crying. It's going to be affect your simchas achag. I'm sure everyone has this question. Why we dafka say yisker ad chag? We're supposed to be happy on the chag, but chag is a time for yisker to remember the neshamos, but we don't want to have bechia yisera. Therefore, Rav Nevinsov says that's the reason of the minig is that betoch shana people do not go ahead and say yisker. Okay? Fine. One more thing I want to bring down. There's another thing from Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsov, very beautiful pshat. We all know that in Yontif, when we don't say yisker, we have a different feeling. Say ka'eli. Okay? Ka'eli, we say when there is no yisker. So why is it? Why is this tefillah of Kakeli, we say it when there is no yisker, but when there is yisker, we do say it when there is no yisker. When there is yisker, we don't say Kakeli. What is the connection between yisker, Kakeli? Why do we say it on Yom Tov Bichlal? So it says Rav Nevinsov the following pshat. Okay, this is very classic Marina Rabbeinu. It says like this. He says that generally we say we have Kriyas Torah, and that represents obviously Torah. Then we have the Haftorah, which is Nevi'im. Okay, what is the first real tefillah that we say after the Haftorah? Ashrei. Generally, we say Ashrei. Oh, that's right. That is Ksuvin. He says if we would say it directly in order, Torah, then Nevi'im, then we would say Ashrei. People might come to think that we're saying Ashrei just as in order to say Ksuvin. We're not doing it as a tefillah, but Ashrei is really there for tefillah. It's not as a din Ksuvin that we're saying Tehillim right now. Okay? Therefore, he says we always have a hefsek between the Haftorah and Ashrei. We always have to have a hefsek. On a regular Shabbos, we have Yikumber Khan, and we say Avarachamim. We have a lot of hesekos between that and Ashrei. Okay? On Yom Tif, so when you have Yisker, so Yisker is the thing that's going to be masik between the Birkas Haftorah, the Haftorah, and Ashrei. Therefore, when there is no yisker, then we have to have something else. So therefore, they created this tefillah called Kalkeli, and therefore that is the hefsek that we have in order not to come to think that Ashrei is said mitam ksuvim. Rather, it's a din of tefillah that we say Ashrei three times a day, like we all know that we do. Moving on to Siv Bet. Vayom Hashem. We say on the second day when for Bnei Chutz La'aretz who keep 2 days of Yom Tov, you say Kol B'chor Ad Sof Hasidra. Master Kori Kmo Etmol. The Maftor is like yesterday in Parshas Pinchas. Who Maftor B'chabokuk Min Vashem Beheichol Kodesho Am Lam Ad Lam Natzeach Bin Ginosai. Fine, that is Siv Bet. Let's start off Siv Gimel, and we'll finish off Bezrat Hashem next time. Siv Gimel says Aser Lisanos B'motzei Chag HaShavuos. It is usher to fast on Motzei Chag Shavuos. Okay? It's usher to fast on Motzei Chag Shavuos. You're now as on Isrucha. Vein omrim tachnun mitchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan ad chesbo. And we don't say tachnun from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Sivan until he says until Isruchag. Dehainu achar Isruchag. Let's stop over here for now. Number one over here, in terms of Sikon Mishnah Vav and Sikon Vav Mishnah Bura, he brings down what about other Motzei Yom Tov? Is this Dafka Din in Shavuos? All right, it says like this: Sikon Vav Mimneishik Kishichal Atzeres B'Shabbes Hayom Zvichas Hakarbanos Achar Shabbos V'Ukein Yom Tov. Because when Shavuos falls on a Shabbos, so they have to makriv the karbanos the day after Yom Tov. They couldn't all makriv certain the karbanos on Shabbos, therefore they have makriv after Yom Tov. And therefore, Isru Chag Shavuos has a special miyuchad din that was din. They would sometimes have to bring the karbanos of Yom Tov on the day after Shabbos. Okay, and therefore, ulefi tam zeb Isru Chag Shachar Sukkos mutalei zanos. Therefore, Isru Chag of Sukkos and Chol, the same thing by Pesach, you'll be allowed to fast if you want to, according to this. Achei medivir agro mashed gam sham ainli sanos v'chei mashed v'beis yozer the grow and the beis yozer mashed then all isru chatz. It is usli sanos like it's mashed in the gemara that you're supposed to be marba besuda that day. It's not a din in tanis during that time. Fine. And then the Ramah just told us we don't say tachlim from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So this makes sense. Rosh Chodesh we're not going to say tachlim like we don't say on any Rosh Chodesh. The Gimel, Dalet, and Hey, we're not going to say V'tachlim, we can understand it's Shloshes Yimei Agbola, it's 3 days of preparation for Matan Torah. That's also understood. What about Beis? Why not Beis Sivan? Why do not we not say Tachnun? So it says over here, Sivkad Melches, he says, Dibiyad B'sheini B'Sivan Amr L'Moshel L'Kotchel L'Torah Kedichtim Im Shemot Yishu B'Kol Yishmartim Es B'Siv Achar Kach Matchel Gil Me'Yimei Agbala. Because on Beis Sivan was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded them to prepare for Matan Torah. So already on Beis or Sat Simcha, they were already in preparation for Matan Torah, even though their ill preparation only starts on Gimel. So therefore Beis we also do not say Tach. However, what is not mentioned over here is what about after Shavuos? Okay, Esru Chag does say, but what about the days after that? We all probably have seen some minogim. They do not say Tachlin for even another 6 days after this until Yud Gimel Sivan, meaning up to Yud Beis, they will not say Tachlin. Where does this come from? The Mishnah Berurah over here, the Ramah does not mention. So the Ramah also in Hilchos Tachlin and Simen Kuf Lamed Vav, he also does not mention it over there. Sorry, Kuf Lamed Aleph, and then Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Midrash Ramah does not mention it there. However, the Mishnah Berurah over there, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sifkotan Lamed Vav, he says that there is a minhag not to say Tachlin until Yud Gimel Sivan, meaning including Yud Beis, will not say Tachlin, and therefore there are split minhagim. Here in Eretz Minhag Eretz Yisrael is not to say Tachlin during this time, will not say Tachlin until Yud Gimel Sivan. In Chutz La'aretz, they have different minhagim. They have different minhagim. Some do say it, and some don't say it. Amongst those who don't say it, then they have a suffix. Maybe they should not say Tachlin until Yud Dalet, meaning Yud Gimel, they should also not say. Why? Because Sveika the Yoma, they also had the second day of Yontif. Maybe that's really Yontif. However, it says with Shomo Zaman, that's partially not true. According to Shomo Zaman, he says that even in Chutz La'aretz, if they have the minhag not to say Tachlin, they should not say it only up to Yud Beis. Only up to Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, they should say it, like Bnei Yartzel, because it says in the end of the day, over here is the real place of where they brought the Karbonos. This is the reality. Therefore, the reality is they over here, there was Vaday, they would only have 6 days of Tashlumin. You would have 6 days of Tashlumin to still bring your Karbonos from Shavuos, just like in Pesach and Sukkot, you have the whole Chol HaMoed and the last day Yom Tov to bring your Karbonos. So Shavuos, not fair, you only have 1 day. So we give them the other Tashlum and they can bring it for another 6 days afterwards. And therefore, that's the reason why we don't say Tachlun. Or those who don't say Tachlun do not say Tachlun for the days following Shavuos. Ad Kan for today.